This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
On today's This Week in America, you'll meet the first couple of gospel music, Erica and Warren Campbell. Erica is a Grammy Award-winning artist of Mary Mary, and her husband Warren, a veteran music producer. Now stars of the docu-series We're the Campbells on TV One. An intimate, behind-the-scenes look at this entertainment couple as they balance life, family, music, and more. We see the Campbells take on everyday struggles, nurturing their marriage, building their individual careers, fostering their faith, all while raising three children. Erica is one of the all-time top-selling gospel singers, both as a solo artist and with her sister Tina in the duo Mary Mary. Warren, an award-winning producer. You'll meet the Campbells next on This Week in America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's an intimate glimpse into the lives of the first couple of gospel music. The new original docuseries on TV One, We're the Campbells, featuring Warren and Erica Campbell, as they tackle the everyday struggles that come with balancing family and work, nurturing their marriage, building individual careers, fostering their faith, and raising three children. Erica is one of the all-time top-selling gospel singers, a five-time Grammy winner. She's released two solo albums and seven albums with her sister as part of the dynamic duo Mary Mary. Her numerous awards and accolades have accumulated over the years. Her debut solo album, Help, in 2014, topped the charts and generated three hit songs, winning the Grammy for the Best Gospel Album and earning eight stellar awards. Host of the highly successful, nationally rated syndicated radio show Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell, a hugely successful reality show Mary Mary on WeTV. Erica is writing a book and promoting her hair extension and wig collection. Warren is a music visionary, music producer, songwriter, considered one of the most prolific record producers of our time. His Grammy award-winning body of work, including projects with global icons like Kanye West, Jennifer Hudson, Alicia Keys, Brandy, Mary Mary, Missy Elliott, many others, founder of the record label My Block, Inc., and pastor at the California Worship Center. And now, Erica and Warren starring in We're the Campbells, and they join us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Great to be here.
You know, one thing we quickly learned in watching this series, there are more layers to the Campbells than just music. Talk about that, because we really see, you're like a real family.
Absolutely. Real mama. I help brush teeth and make sure elbows are not ashy and lotion up kids and get them ready for school. And
I police chores.
Yeah, we do all the normal stuff that everyone else does. We just happen to do some of it in front of the camera. We feel really blessed to me to be a reflection of what an African-American family looks like in America. Sometimes we're not always depicted properly on television, so I think this is going to allow people to see, oh, wow, there are healthy families who go through the same things as everyone else, but make the decision to stay together, to stick in there, and to honor, you know, the vows, for better or for worse. You know, some people are like, for better, if it gets worse, I'm out. And so I choose to love this man. It's not like, oh, I have nothing better to do. Well, I like, I want this. This is my choice. Well,
you did. There's some other things. There's some better things you can do other than love me.
Oh, no. This is what I want to do.
You know, Warren said, you're excited to let people in and share our family's story. Talk a little bit about this from your perspective and what you hope people get besides entertainment, what they take away from the series.
My main thing is I want people to understand that, especially in the African-American community, that a family who is not broken or just a single-parent home is not an anomaly in our community, because we rarely see these things on television as far as just a healthy family. Yeah. And when I say healthy, I don't mean that everything's always happy, but it means that we are together and we're doing life together.
Yeah.
You know, and so I grew up knowing more families that had a father and a mother in the home than I did single-parent homes or broken homes. And in some kind of way, the narrative, you know, as far as TV and or even movies, you know, was more leaning toward the direction of just most African-American families are broken.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, we need to see ourselves on television. There's too far of a gap between, say, The Cosby Show and in our show coming up now. We, you know, there's not many. You have Family Matters and a couple of shows in between there, but mostly we see broken homes, and I just think we need to change that narrative, because that narrative is not accurate.
It's not the complete truth.
Right. Yeah. Well, Erica, you've said, where God wants me to be, I will go. He has you in a number of places. He's got you going 24 hours a day. Do you look at this as part of the ministry? Here's a chance that we can go out and we can touch millions of people with this television program.
Absolutely a part of ministry. I think a marriage is a reflection of God's love for us, to us, and through us. And if you allow yourself to be, you can be a conduit. People can see you and go, I'm looking past them and I'm seeing what love is. And if God is love, then that's what we're supposed to reflect. I know that's not very popular in our culture today. It's very self-centered and self-serving, very pride-filled, or either, you know, self-absorbed to the point that it's low self-esteem. It's still all unregulated self-esteem, where it's just too much. And so when the attention gets off of me and on Jesus, then I think you see us trying to raise our children and teach them to try to be good people, good citizens. It builds legacy, it builds family, it builds hope. You know, we're not an exception. We're in a reflection of the possibility of what a healthy family looks like. And I mean, like my husband said, not perfect family, but a healthy family. You know, so you'll see a lot. You'll see the stress of the balance, but you'll see the beauty of the balance. And I think it's fun. You're going to laugh a lot, because our family's a little crazy. But I think everybody has their own brand of crazy. You'll just see the Campbell brand of crazy.
Well, get to see family and friends, too. Talk about some of the supporting people that we're going to see supporting, and the fact that they're there to help you through trying to balance everything in your lives.
Yeah, we have our sisters. My sister is you know, my kid's auntie, but she's also an artist. She's an artist signed to our label, Mob Block Inc. And so you'll see her, you know, going through what she has to go through as far as her career. And then my wife's sister is also her stylist and for years now. Mm-hmm. So you'll see that as well.
You'll see both of our moms.
Yeah, our mothers.
You know, giving advice and being there to be that voice of wisdom, which is such a blessing. You know, I can't wait for people to see it. I'm excited about this show.
And the show we're talking about is We're the Campbells, the new docuseries, an intimate glimpse into the lives of gospel entertainment power couple Warren and Erica Campbell on TV One. In addition to the show, you've got some excellent online companion content. Talk about that, because when the show's over, the show isn't really over, is it?
No, we have some behind-the-scene kind of footage. You'll see us just addressing little family things and relational things and, you know, like our relation with each other, our relationship with God, balancing. I think balance is a big topic for us. People are trying to figure out how the heck we do all of this.
That's what the name of the show should be, Balance.
Right, Balancing the Campbells. A lot of love, a lot of patience. I know what I can do. I know what I can't do. I know I'm not Superwoman, and I don't try to be. And I think we just take life as it comes. You know, when it's great, it's great. When it's not, it's not. And I'm okay with saying that. I'm not embarrassed by the good and the bad of life. Someone asks us, how do you feel about, you know, being so honest and transparent? I think we should all live honest and transparent lives. Like, who are we hiding from, and what are we hiding for? And there is no benefit to us pretending that life doesn't suck sometimes. So, you know, when you tell that truth, I think you not only free yourself, but you free other people. Like, it's okay to say I'm not okay. And so you'll see all that on the show.
You know, you mentioned the laughter. Besides that, you tackle some really important issues that all of us go through, especially parents and raising kids in this world of social media. Talk about some of the issues that you take on the series that will help all of us get through these.
Self-image encumbers them, you know. My daughter's 13, and she looks at stuff on social media. And, you know, I know me and her father feel like I wish she only watched, you know, Dora the Explorer and the Disney Channel all day long, but
she's
doesn't.
She's 13 now.
She's 13.
And,
so.
She wants to wear makeup, and she likes boys now, and that scares the living daylights out of me. And so, you know, I'm just, you know, very, 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 very cautious about how I proceed with her. You know, 12 or 13 is the age when we tend to lose our kids.
Yeah.
You know, we lose them to their phones,
yeah.
And to their friends,
yeah.
And to their own ideas. And my thing is, I want to stay in my daughter's life through her teenage years so
yeah.
I can give her the information she really needs to, you know, to be able to navigate that
yeah.
that adolescence, because that's a tough time.
Yeah.
You know, it was tough when I was growing up, but it's even tougher now
because
they have so much information at their fingertips. They can know anything they want to know within 5 seconds. So, you know, that's scary. And so trying to monitor that is really, it's really tough. But, I mean, you know, I think we are equipped to be parents in this age, you know, and it's just,
yes.
It's just interesting to see how they grow and how they flow through this, and prayerfully, you know, with a lot of prayer, you know, because it's going to take a lot of prayer.
Yeah.
She'll come out, our kids will come out on the other side
yeah.
of adolescence and be great, productive citizens.
Yeah.
I understand that this started with, what, an email from TV1. It wasn't like you were trying to go out and fill the 7 minutes a day that you have as spare time now that you were trying to come up with an extra job here. Is that how that happened? They reached out to you, and I got the impression it didn't take you long to say, we can touch some people, let's do this.
But no, what really happened was we were doing another show that ended. We did it for 6 years
yes.
with Mary Mary, and then, you know, my wife was already in the Urban One family doing her radio show every morning. I just thought it would be great synergy, so I picked up the phone and I called somebody at TV1
mm-hmm.
and kind of pitched it to them over the phone, and they bought it right over the phone.
Absolutely.
And you know, the rest is kind of history now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so fast. TV1 is an amazing network. I mean, they move very fast.
They move really fast.
Funny thing is, we shot a promo on a Thursday. And Friday morning, I was walking by my TV and saw it airing already. So, wait a minute, these guys are
really quick.
Serious.
Yeah.
They're
we started working before we had even finished the agreement. And I think that's in good faith. And it's, you know, it's a great relationship. And so we are just really excited about this this partnership with TV1.
We got a couple minutes left. I want to talk about the radio program and the power of radio, the immediacy. Just after the tragic suicides recently with Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, Erica,
yes.
you were talking about that, addressing that depression is fear's
yeah.
first cousin. Talk about, again, how you're able to entertain people in that program. At the same time, you're able to talk to them and maybe reach out to people that are struggling with similar issues.
I think you can always speak your truth in love. That's something that I believe strongly, I strongly believe in. So I believe in touching the people that you love. You can ask them, are you okay? And of course, the first answer usually is, oh, I'm fine. I believe you have to ask twice and sometimes three times. Are you sure? How are you? No, let me come over. Let's go sit down. Let's eat. And as you keep asking, you'll see glimpses of something's not quite right. And I think that's what we have to do with the people that we love. We can't get so busy that we take the first answer, because most people who are in that state, they're they're thinking, I'm a bother anyway, nobody cares, and they're just asking and they don't really want to know. So I think it's the job of the people that love you. If you have a strong village, somebody in that village at some point, a friend, a cousin, a coworker, a pastor, a teacher, a coach, somebody should notice that there's something going on, but it requires us just being a little more in tune with each other. It's like we're connected and disconnected all at the same time. We can scroll and look at a billion people at any given moment, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, or any other social media platform that you use. But sometimes we don't stop to take a long enough look at the people that we love and find out, how are you doing really? I know you're accomplishing things, but are you really happy? Is it fulfilling you? People are accomplishing, achieving, but getting divorced. Accomplishing and achieving, but they're losing their kids because we're moving too fast. And sometimes you just have to slow down. And I know it seems like, it seems like I'm contradicting myself because I do move fast. But when I tell you at night, I don't care how tired I am, I'm going in my kids' room and I'm going to sit on their beds and I'm going to talk to them. And I'm going to ask them what's important and how they feel. And kids usually go, oh, everything's fine. And I go, everything is really fine. Who did you play with? What did they say? What did you say to them? How did you feel when your teacher talked to you? I need to know what's going on in my friend's life. And sometimes because I'm a believer, people will come to my mind or come to my heart. And when they do, I'm texting or calling, hey, how are you? And some people go, oh, my God, you called me just at the right time. I would be devastated if somebody in my life around me was going through and I didn't see it or feel it or know anything. And I know that can happen, but somebody should get an inkling at some point of what's going on.
And no matter how busy you are, it's impressive, no matter how busy you are, you're watching, you're observing, you're listening. That's one of the many lessons, and as well as entertainment, we'll get in the new series, We're the Campbells, starring Erica and Warren Campbell and the children. You'll see them as well. We're the Campbells on TV One. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
You are more than welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. That's 800-430-9605.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Online, thisweekinamerica.us. The highly anticipated new YouTube premium comedy Sideswiped, now available. A multi-generational comedy all about relationships based on a true story. Olivia is single, workaholic, 35, miserable, plunges into the world of digital dating and commits to dating all 252 of her Tinder matches. And the true story, that of Carly Craig, who created, writes, executive produces, and stars in Sideswiped, an accomplished actor, writer, director, known on the internet for her songs and improv pieces, described as hilarious and disturbingly edgy, a graduate of the Stellar Adler Academy and the Second City, a role in the film Role Models, many more, including Hall Pass, Three Stooges, Ecstasy, Star Sucker, The Heartbreak Kid, TV shows, American Housewife and Hello Ladies, and now creator, writer, star of Sideswiped on YouTube Premium, Carly Craig, with us on This Week in America. Carly, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on all the great reviews. Vanity Fair calls it a thoroughly modern romantic comedy. And I'm thinking that pretty well sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was, of course, yesterday I was like in a dream world. Like,
I can imagine.
Great to hear that people are responding to it. Because this has been close to my heart now for the last couple of years. So to get it out there and for people to respond this way has been really overwhelming in a good way.
I mentioned the background, the storyline, but it's so much more than a finding the guy story, isn't it?
It's 100%, yeah. It's such a small part. It's the jumping off part of the show, but really it's like these three women. There's my mom, played by Rosanna Arquette, who is was married when she was 18, like a wife and a mom her whole life, and suddenly finds herself single in her 50s when her husband dies. And so you see this character now has to move in with my character. She has to move in with Olivia, and it's kind of like their roles are reversed. You know, she's like the teenager, and I'm like the mom. And you'll see both of us getting back into the dating world together. And her, you know, she goes with like Rick Springfield and Peter Gallagher, and lots of fun dates for myself as well with, you know, Tom Lennon and Jason Sudeikis and stuff. And then we have the younger sister who's married with a kid who's, you know, pushing me to do the same. But you're seeing that she's actually got some cracks in her marriage, you know, that as much as she was trying to live by society's rules to do all that before 30, you know, she's feeling a little bit like she didn't really get to know herself. And there's so much of that I want to bring into the show, like a message really that it's really important to get to know yourself before you bring in your happily ever after or whatever people are looking for. And you'll see these three women navigating life through this digital era together and about relationships. It's about, you know, like the embarrassing things that happen to me in life, I'm constantly writing them down. Like you'll see the opening scene in the gynecologist's office happened to me. So Jason Sudeikis is playing the doctor where I had a super hot gynecologist come in and I was not ready for it. Stuff like that just life stuff that we can relate to, whether it be through relationships romantically or family or just, you know, life, being a girl and going to the gynecologist's office, stuff like that I'm hoping that people will find themselves in these characters and relate to them.
Well, that opening scene you talk about with the hot gynecologist who surprises you when he comes in, I understand that was actually done as sort of a tease for the show. The show wasn't even filming at that point. You were using this to try to get people's attention, and it worked.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to, well, it's hard to sell the tone of the show with just a script sometimes, you know,
yes.
Like all right in there, awkward pause, you know, when the nurse leaves for a really long awkward pause, but you can't understand that until you see it, you know, until you're living through that awkward pause with them. I'm going to be like, there's no music, there's no anything. We're going to sit with these people in this room and feel what they're going through. And that's hard to sell on the page. So I really wanted to shoot a teaser to sell the tone of the show because I wanted it to be really grounded, very real, the comedy to come from situation as opposed to a joke, and also to show what kind of guest stars I wanted to get because I've been in a lot of comedy movies, like you were saying, and so, you know, have met a lot of people that I have taken off and become huge stars that I wanted to bring on here. And so that was selling that with Sudeikis. He was great to do it.
Yeah, you've got
obviously his name helped a lot.
You got such an outstanding list of guest stars that'll be appearing on the series. We're talking about Sideswipe. Carly Craig, the creator, writer, executive producer, star with us on This Week in America. It's available on YouTube Premium. As someone who's a content consumer, I love all the different choices out there. As a content provider, which is your category, what's it like to have all these different options out there where you can go to somebody like YouTube Premium? And from what I understand, they pretty well said, Carly, it's your show. Go do it.
I mean, for me, it's a dream come true because that wasn't around. I mean, before, yeah, I don't think anybody would have bought it without having a huge name and a ton of writing credits. You know, this is my first big thing that I sold. So for them to trust me the way that they did to do the show that I really wanted to do was just unheard of in my mind. You know, like I said, it was a dream. So I love that they did it for me. So, and also I think that they're doing that for all their creators. You can see that there's so many different voices on their channel now, on their network, that are coming out. I mean, you'll see like Cobra Kai with the Karate Kid is out, and Impulse is a completely different thing. And then they're doing something with George Clooney that's completely different. And then ours is the female comedy that I don't think they have on there yet, this kind of grounded dramedy, you know, with all females is new.
Yes.
So I found it really great to kind of be on the ground floor with them when they're just starting to get into this kind of content.
What's it like as an actor when you go in and you're not only acting, you're acting in something you created, and it's not only that, but you're behind the scenes as well. This really is a show that you've got a lot of control over, which is unheard of for most actors.
Yeah, it was great for me because I like to have control, especially over the content. I really loved it. It was a lot of work, and it was challenging at times because, you know, I was show running, but I had a partner. This girl, Robin Schiff, was co-show running with me, who's very experienced and very supportive, you know, really understood what I wanted to do and was supportive in any way that she could be, which was great. And it was great. What was great for me is to know the show that well, you know, to be involved in every single part of it. Like literally every single part of it. When it came to acting, I was so covered on what I needed to feel in the scenes. It was so easy for me to drop into it because I had been such a part of the process of writing every single scene in there. I knew in deep depth what every character was feeling. So that helped me a lot, I think, as an actor.
And as you're doing research for this, you actually got on Tinder and ended up with your boyfriend.
I did, yeah. I went on there. I got the 252 matches like Olivia and was reading the messages the next day, and he was one of them, and he was very sweet and witty, and so I saw his message first before I saw his picture even, and then started writing to him, and he was great, had great text game, went on a date, and then we've been together ever since, and that was over 2 years ago.
And a busy time for you because American Housewife is coming back, and you'll be appearing on that as well, and I mentioned in the beginning all the great reviews. People love the series. The reviews talk about, boy, we really want to see this develop. How do we get that word to YouTube Premium that we want to see the series develop?
Oh, do you get more seasons? Oh, just...
Yes.
Let's all just watch it and let them know, you know, in the comment sections on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. The more that we can let them know, I think the bigger chance we get of getting a season two. I would love it. I have a lot more stories to tell.
Yeah, your notebook is full of real-life embarrassing situations that you can talk about. I got about 30 seconds left. They talk about the realism, and I see that in the interaction with your mother and your sister. You fight, but boy, when it comes time, you're there for each other's back. This really is a realistic portrayal, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm glad you got that. That's a big part of it for me, yeah. The relationship between them is what makes the show special, I think.
New on YouTube Premium, Sideswipe. Carly Craig, the creator, the writer, executive producer, and star with us on This Week in America, now available on YouTube Premium. Carly, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
It was fun.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.